let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Andrew and Shannon, nice to talk to you.
It's always our pleasure to speak with you, and we know we seem to talk about it quite often, and of course we're seeing a little bit of a resurgence of COVID-19 activity throughout the area, the strong numbers coming out when it comes to the Delta variant. What is the current messaging and some thoughts from leaders here in Colorado Springs, kind of working with not only the schools but public health to make sure that we can keep everyone as safe as possible, also keep everything open as possible during this latest surge?
Well, the Delta variant, and 100% of our cases are now the Delta variant, highly contagious. We have seen in the last week or so a spike from 55 hospitalizations, COVID hospitalizations in Colorado Springs, to 100. Now, that's far, far below what we saw, say, in late fall and early winter. But the fact of the matter is there is a spike. And I just emphasize again, the vast, vast, vast majority, you know, like 95% of the people that become sick enough to go to the hospital are unvaccinated. There is a clear relationship. If you're vaccinated and you contract COVID, you are very unlikely to be sick enough to go to the hospital and obviously die. We are still having people that are dying from COVID, and virtually 100% of them are unvaccinated. So the message is pretty clear. I know we've got a hardcore folks out there that don't want to get vaccinated, but I'd ask everybody who has not been vaccinated to seriously reconsider, because the numbers are very, very clear.
And perhaps, as has been reported this morning on, I believe it was the New York Times, where they said some of these breakthrough cases and cases that have gone serious enough so that they actually did cause death were in people in, I believe the median age was 83. So if you're in those older age groups, mask wearing might be recommended at this time, even if you're vaccinated.
Yes, I think that's absolutely correct. You know, in terms of any mask mandates, I'm listening to the Colorado State Health Department, the local health department. Obviously, the schools will decide for themselves. The school districts, we have local control of our schools, will decide whether the kids wear masks. Businesses are free to impose mask mandates. A lot of them requiring their employees to do it. They're free to say that if you do, you know, if you're going to eat in our restaurant, you have to wear masks, things like that. But I don't, right now, unless we see a surge that would cause a burden to our healthcare systems, that's always what we've been totally focused on, I don't think you'll see a statewide mandate.
And Mayor, you mentioned, you know, the schools and obviously that issue of local control, but have you talked with a lot of the superintendents as far as some kind of generalized COVID idea as far as making sure that, in by and large, the students are safe, knowing that we have at least 5 school districts within city limits, not including all of our neighboring regional districts?
Yeah, I talk to the school superintendents on occasion. They talk to themselves quite often. They have an organization. They try and get on the same page. And obviously, their school boards may not necessarily be on the same page, but they talk to each other all the time. And they're intent on creating the safest environment that their school boards will allow them to do.
And certainly returning back to class, to in-person classes, is a sign that things are maybe normalizing in spite of this Delta variant. Another sign of it, though, was the sesquicentennial that we just got done celebrating here in Colorado Springs. I mean, certain precautions were taken, of course, but at the same time, it did feel a lot like the celebrations of past years, and seemed to be a really good success.
Yeah, we had great crowds. You know, we had 8,000 people for the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews on June 12th at the White House Ranch. We had a sold-out chamber gala to celebrate 150 years of business in Colorado Springs. And the estimated crowd downtown on the July 31st, Sesquicentennial Day, was 20 to 25,000. I was very pleased. You know, we moved the festivities to the new Vermejo Street Plaza that runs from the new Olympic Museum to the old Pioneer Museum, and, you know, wide sidewalks. I thought it was a really good venue. Most importantly, the rain held off till 4:30 despite the forecast. So that was much appreciated.
Yeah, it was a deluge after that, but most people had cleared out of downtown by that time, so the timing couldn't have been better. And when you're talking about that that kind of success, you certainly want to look to the leaders of tomorrow. I understand you have a program that's meant to encourage just that.
The Young Mayor Leaders Award, yes. This has been going on for, I think, about 7 years now, 7 or 8. And we typically do it in the fall, and people make nominations. And I can't give you the website. Maybe you have the website. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue. But we get a number of nominations of young leaders. These are folks under 40, I believe, in various areas of endeavor. And it's become a pretty prestigious award. We get lots of nominees. And we recognize the folks at a ceremony. I believe it's in October this year.
Okay, and I'm looking up that website right now so we can pass it along to our listeners. But in the meantime, thanks for letting KRDO be part of the sesquicentennial celebration. Andrew and I had, along with the entire KRDO news team, had a great time out there helping the city usher in that big milestone birthday.
Well, we got a lot of help from a lot of circles. I thought it was a great parade. A lot of companies did floats. We got good cooperation from Fort Carson and high schools and putting bands together. And everybody I've talked to that participated had a great time. In terms of ongoing activities, please make sure you get any trees you want to get planted. We're, you know, our goal is by the end of the year to have 18,071 trees to mark 1871, and we're well on our way. We're going to make it. But please, if you plant new trees, go on the city website and register those trees that you've planted, because that's a goal we want to reach to continue the legacy of General Palmer, who planted the first 10,000 trees in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. Again, for all that information, just head over to the ColoradoSprings.gov website for the Mayor's Young Leader Awards. That's also ColoradoSprings.gov/MYLA, and shameless plug, it is Rogers without the D if anyone wants to nominate a certain communication leader under that
okay.
range.
Okay.
I think you could self-nominate too.
Yeah, but that's a little too thirsty, as the kids would say.
Okay, Mayor Southers, thank you again for joining us and giving us those updates, important information on COVID here in our community, as well as those great community initiatives like the Sesquicentennial and the Leadership Awards. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Always good to talk to you. Bye-bye.